We've got a special guest in the studio.
We do. We are joined this morning by the always lovely Katie Chance, teacher in the Mercy here in Waterford.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Great
to see you, Katie. Thank you so much for coming in. And an important subject this morning.
Yes, Katie, we've been looking at many news articles and we knew this was coming down the track because I think the US probably had to deal with this a long time before we did. Now we're definitely starting to see the ripple effect of AI in education here. As a teacher, how have you started to see this being used by students and by staff?
So the most popular versions of AI would be ChatGPT, which is a website you can go on, you can sign up for. You can type anything into ChatGPT and it will give you anything you want. So whether that's a recipe, whether it is a letter, an email you want to generate to send to somebody, if you want.
It's endless.
Absolutely endless. So if you type in Seamus Heaney's poetry, my thoughts on midterm break, it can give you an answer. You can say, I need a 500-word answer on midterm break for my English class. It needs to be this level and it needs to include A, B and C. It can generate an answer.
So you can tell it to have certain things in your introduction, in your conclusion. You can ask it to include certain points, certain techniques, and it will do all of that for you.
All of that.
That's
and it will
incredible.
Be perfect.
It will be perfect. So one of the tools we have as teachers is it is Americanized spelling. Mm-hmm. So S's and Z's, there's an odd U in a few words. Mm-hmm. I won't give away too many clues because that's what I used to fish them out. But something that doesn't have so much Americanized spelling is Snapchat. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our kids have Snapchat. It's in their back pocket. And there's an AI little robot on Snapchat. And
I didn't know that, right.
Yeah. And whenever you go into your Snapchat, you go into your friends, AI is always the very first friend, quote unquote, on your Snapchat list. You can ask him to do anything. Then you can just hold, copy and paste, pop it into your Google Docs and send it into your Google Classroom. There you go, Miss Chance, I've done my homework.
And even if you do that through ChatGPT or through Snapchat, a quick spell check of a cursory look and suddenly your way of identifying those who've used it is gone.
Yeah, absolutely. You can also ask it to write formally. You can ask it to write in the level of a first year and the level of a Leaving Cert academically. So it can change its language.
Do you know what, Katie? You're like somebody off the Antiques Roadshow that's had a piece in front of them, wondering if it's an original or whether it's some sort of subterfuge going on here. Well, I can tell by the lines on it. It wasn't back made in 1749, but down in Harrod Street, maybe 10 years ago.
And if you're obviously, if you're a teacher and you need to provide a sample answer to give students a bit of an idea as to what an intro looks like, and you don't want to have to sit down and write that yourself, or you're in a hurry, you can use ChatGPT to your advantage and say, here's a full suite of notes, off you go, that's brilliant. So there's obviously advances that make teaching a little bit, I won't say easier, but the resources are certainly there
at
the touch of a button.
Yeah, you can use it to design a lesson plan. You can use it to do a sample answer. Now, a lot of particularly English teachers, they're far too precious over their own notes and they want to write it themselves. I know I do. But the tool is there. Mm-hmm. So rather than be terrified of this tool that is coming out, I think that we need to be trained in how to use it.
Yeah.
As teachers, we really, really need to know the inside out. Mm. Inside out.
You can't ignore it.
It's here to stay. When you and I, Dimfina, 400 mm-hmm. years ago, started writing things in school, we had to navigate the internet. Mm-hmm. Do you know, we could type in things and we could
then,
ask
I'm telling you now, I had dial-up internet. Well, I had. So that answer was
a
long time coming.
Lucky to have it.
Yeah, get off the phone. I need to do my homework.
But as a student, obviously it's fantastic, right? My daughter is now in school. She's not listening to this, so I can have this conversation freely.
Yeah, same.
If she has an English answer.
Yes.
And she has to write that really quickly and she hasn't been very effective with her time management this week, she can produce something that's world class.
Yeah.
And she will know she will at least get in the 90% for this. So she's doing very, very well. There is nothing to stop her from doing that for the next 3 years until she goes in to sit her junior cert, until such time as she sits the exam. And the results then show a massive drop in what she has been averaging out at for the last 3 years. So surely there's a negative view on the school after that or on the teacher to say what happened.
There would be.
On that day.
You know, and there's only so many kids that can crash when they get into an exam situation. And that's where the teachers really need help. Joe, I need to get kids to write with a pen and paper in class more than I need to get them to do it at home. Joe, that's not always achievable when you're doing a Leaving Cert.
Indeed.
You have to be able to write
and given the time available.
Absolutely,
yeah.
The classes that you have. Joe, the things that are the biggest concern for your daughter, Junior Cert, the Junior Cert reform is different. Do you know, the way they teach it is different to how we would have remembered. So the concern isn't huge there. A concern we always have for the Leaving Cert was rote learning. Right, mm-hmm. Now, an essay and vomiting it back onto the page in the essay. That is the least of our worries now. The reform that's coming in 2026, some are changed this year, but for English is 2026. There is a component called an AAC, which is 40% of your Leaving Cert. It's essentially a project.
Yeah.
So you will do that in fifth year. They have advised us, the great Noma Foley has advised us, that as long as AI is referenced, they can use it in their project. So there is absolutely no reason why all my fifth years will not hand in 100% project.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Which means they will walk into their six-year exam, they will get a H4. There'll be nobody in the country getting lower than a H4 in English. And they won't have put pen to paper or engaged their brain at all.
That's extraordinary.
And the impacts of that then, not to get too dramatic about this, but the impacts of that will go on to the CAO then.
Of course.
Obviously students are achieving higher grades across the board. There's almost no excuse for anyone getting lower than their 40%. So everyone is going to pass.
Yeah.
The confidence will be sky high, which is great, but it will drive the points for places up.
It's going to drive the points. We have the problem that I spoke to a while ago about the lottery of the CAO, but they're going to have this inflated sense of achievement. So they're going to go into maybe arts and wit, do English. They're not going to be any way able for it. Then it's just going to be a nightmare. You also have kids that maybe don't have the same access to AI. They don't have internet in their bedroom. They don't have a contract phone. They don't have Snapchat. These kids then are at a disadvantage, because if I have 50% of the class with AI in their pocket and they can use it at the drop of a hat, these children can't. You also have kids like my own daughter, who really likes to express herself in English. Her expression, her creativity is not going to make that 100% because it's very genuine, it's authentic. She might get 85, 90, whatever it might be. But she's going to be penalised because she's done it the authentic way.
Very unfair.
Mm-hmm. It really is a problem that we need to tackle. And I'm not sure how we're going to do it. In Japan and New South Wales, they have a type of AI that can be used in school. There's five modes, and this is the only mode that you can use. Maybe we need to come up with something like this, but at the moment, it is a free-for-all, and it's very, very worrying what's coming down the track.
And as a teacher, it's concerning, because you're almost at the stage now where you're looking at a piece of work handed up by a student, and there's that moment where you think, did you just work really hard?
Yeah.
And did my constructive criticism actually sink in and you've done a stellar job? Or is this artificially created?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you run the risk of accusing a student wrongly.
Yeah, and you can't accuse them. It's very, very hard to suss them out. I had a second year guy hand in a small essay to me once, and I gave it back to him and I said, you have two options here. You can tell me what supercilious means, or you can rewrite this essay. So sometimes it's very clear.
Yeah.
But sometimes you really are unsure, and you can have students that are H1, H2 students who just feel the pressure and say, well, this one time I'm going to hand in an AI-generated essay. And you're just so unsure. And it can be such a detrimental effect to students.
It's a minefield, exactly that.
Yeah.
Where does it stop, Katie?
I don't know.
If you have any thoughts on this, if your student is using, or the child or the young person in your house is using AI, let us know. No criticism, no judgment. 083 333 975. It is a changing future and a changing landscape, Katie.
It is.
Katie Chance, thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Katie.